VO Radio for the voiceover community.
Call in and ask a contributor a question.
Here on VO Radio, the live shows every Monday and Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Whether a beginner or veteran voice talent,
there's something for everyone.
VO Radio, it's here for you.
We're on VO Radio. Hi, guys. Deb Monroe here. I know, the insane one. I am joined by such an incredible panel today. Bev Standing, Diana Birdsall, Don Harvey, Stacey Barrow, and Anthony Reese. Thank you guys all so much. It's always so great to hear what everybody has to say, and it means so much to us to have your guys' input out there. So thanks for giving us questions. It's really nice to hear what everybody's thinking and where everybody wants to be. We have such a fantastic opportunity for all us to have a home together and be heard, and conventions are some way we do that, which is great, but this is a, like an audio convention for us all to be meeting all the time. So it's great to have you all. This episode, or this segment right now, is brought to you by Nava, and I want to just plug a bit of our birthday bash. We've got a birthday coming up. Congratulations to the whole team of VO Radio Online. March 27th is a big show. It's a really, really big show, so hopefully you guys will be sticking around. I'm so glad it wasn't earlier, because I wouldn't have been able to make it, and I'm excited about that. It's a wonderful thing to celebrate. We've got lots of stuff planned for that, so hopefully you guys will stick around. Now, that kind of brings us to our Audition Underground. Now, this is a new segment that we've introduced, which allows you the opportunity to audition for some scripts that are online. There's a few right now. We'll change them out every once in a while. So you guys have an opportunity to look at those scripts, submit an audition online, and then we are going to critique it. We'll pick them randomly. So we'll pick one every Monday. So be listening every Monday for that. And then you can have your audition heard. But more importantly, just get some feedback. Even if we have guests that are not experienced coaches, they are expert listeners. So just having other people hear what they are hearing in your auditions is very valuable for you guys to hear how your auditions are coming across to others. So even if it's not the best outcome sometimes, it's really constructive to be hearing the good, the bad, and the ugly. So I'm the ugly, I usually am, so that'll be me. But we are excited to be able to offer you guys some educational opportunity, and there is no better education than being able to get some feedback. So hopefully you guys will enjoy this. Anthony's going to play the audition. We have our contestant right now is, I shouldn't say contestant, it's not my contest, sorry. This is James Gavin. And now James, interesting story with James is rebirthing himself in the industry, we understand. So we're really excited to hear what he's doing, having been in the industry for a while. So let's hear what James has to say on his commercial audition. If you want to follow along, go to voradioonline.com and just click on where it says listeners, and then you can see right there, it'll say VO Audition Underground. You go right there and you can follow along with the script, which I find very helpful myself. Let's play it, Anthony.
James Gavin.
When everything's in the right place, you can't go wrong, which makes the Buick Enclave such an easy choice. It's full of features like the IntelliLink voice-activated sound system, the industry's first front-center airbag, and available seating for up to 8. Finally, a better way to get comfortable with technology. The redesigned 2013 Buick Enclave. It's your kind of luxury. Discover more at Buick.com.
Awesome.
And let's play that one more time for everybody. Okay.
James Gavin.
When everything's in the right place, you can't go wrong, which makes the Buick Enclave such an easy choice. It's full of features like the IntelliLink voice-activated sound system, the industry's first front-center airbag, and available seating for up to 8. Finally, a better way to get comfortable with technology. The redesigned 2013 Buick Enclave. It's your kind of luxury. Discover more at Buick.com.
Awesome. Thank you, James. Now, listen, if you guys don't mind, I'm going to go first, and I'm going to pass the buck around to everybody, your opinion. So, James, I totally understand. Number one, your voice has been here before. You've got the voice of God that we want, that just brings us in and draws us, and that's beautiful. That texture you have is gorgeous. I don't think you quite know what to do with it yet. And I just want to take you in my little wing and show you what to do, because it's so beautiful. It's sensual. But right now, you're in between a stated presentational delivery and this beautiful tone you have, and you can go both sides. So I want you to know that that texture is gorgeous, but let's go into that mic and give me more emotion about when everything is in the right place. Give me some drama in there. Allow us to linger in your words, because you have a soothing voice, which means giving us a soothing sound is going to draw us in a lot more with more dimension. There's not enough dynamics in here. It's all in one note all the way through, like a song being one note, even though it's a beautiful note. There's a gorgeous tone in there we want to hear. But you've got that beautiful place of luxury, that golden texture of yours. Play with your microphone. I want you to start learning to add more feeling behind what you're saying, giving more dimension. Have a different feeling for everything being in the right place. But it's a place where you can just be subliminal. Use the sexuality in your vocal to bring us in, because that's your strength. Now, where I said you have the flip side, if I want to hear more of the happy, nice guy, bring more smile, more love, more presentation. It'll remove some of that texture from you. And then you won't be stuck in the middle. I think you're in the middle. You're in between reading and stating, and then in this beautiful tone that you can really make magic with. So I just want to direct it now. There's some beautiful presence there. How about you, Bev?
Everything Deb said. No. A lot of what you said was what I was thinking. You know, Gavin, I did a little research when I saw that we were going to critique your audition. So I went to your website and I found you, but I also found you twice on the same online casting site. I was able to listen to a couple of samples, and the read you gave here was completely different to that. So great that you have range. So I know you can do what Deb's talking about. I loved at the end, it kind of connected for me. It was like luxury. Okay, that's why maybe you've chosen this read. But I agree. I think there could be a different dynamic at the front end a little bit. I don't think you need to talk about your personal parts, but you do need to be as passionate about the topic as you would your personal parts. We'll just leave that. And I loved, just, I'm going to throw this off to the next person who would like to comment. I love that you corrected the grammatical error, the extra word "the." You ignored it. So good call. But overall, I really do have a lovely voice.
Bev, I want to compliment you, because I think people need to hear that. If you're putting yourself out there, what happens when they research you? And so it's just wonderful that you brought that to his attention, especially if he's just coming back in. How about you, Don?
Yeah, no, I agree with lots of what you said. Some of it I want to just say in a different way. But first of all, that voice that you have, that's
that.
Gold. That is gold, man. That's a sellable voice. The tone, it's liquid chocolate. It's great. But when you take a look at this text, there are a number of different sentences all saying a number of different things. And so Deb talked about there being sort of a one note, which I had made a note of as well. So make sure when you look at each of these sentences, right, you get into the backstory behind them. Right. What is it that they're trying to say? Our first sentence on the second paragraph is giving us a list of three things. We have lists all the time in audiobooks. And my lesson plan for that is each one of these things is a different thing. And so as you say the thing, think about the thing. So, you know, it's harder with this list, but say I'm talking about apples, oranges, and bananas. I feel very differently about those three fruit. And so when I think apple, and when I think orange, and when I think banana, the words come out differently. It's organic and it's true. So just think about each thing in a list as you say it. Think of what it is. And then finally, add some smile, some wink, some fun, some teasing. You know, that with that voice, you can go to these, it's your kind of luxury. Give them the wink. Discover
that
more.
His penis, I'm telling you guys.
Right? Like you've just, and then smile and just give us some of that warmth that you've got in abundant source, but in different ways. It's not just one note. It can be funny. It can be teasing. You can be winking. You can be smiling. You can be challenging. All of those things. So really nice. I love your voice.
Great notes.
You should do some audiobooks.
Sorry. Yeah, he's got gorgeous tones for that, right?
Oh my God.
Go ahead, Diana.
Yes, it's hard to come up with more than everybody has just given you, of course, because it's all a tremendous feedback. But things that I was thinking about, to be very specific, is you are elongating some words that don't need to be elongated, and you can tell that you're reading in general if you're elongating words. And I'll give you I wrote down the word wrong. So when everything's in the right place, you can't go wrong. and then elongated enclave. It's just a little too long. So it takes you out of the moment of having a conversation with you. So when you're recording a commercial, you have to remember you're already in the middle of a conversation. So you're not talking at people, you're talking with people, and you're giving them your point of view. What's your point of view? You're finally relieved that this is out. That it's the car that keeps you in luxury and safe at the same time, or you know, whatever that is, or you're super excited because you've been on the list to buy it and you have more energy. You know, what point of view are you coming at it with? So those are just some quick things. And who do we have next? Stacey Barrow, I think, might have something to say.
Can I just comment on that before I pass it over? Certainly. I just want to say, like, one of the things that I would suggest in this, because I see it a little differently than what you said, Diana. And the reason I say that is because this is like a stylized luxury type thing. And I normally don't speak to someone like that. Mm-hmm. And if I do, it better be about sex. And I don't mean to keep bringing back to sex, but that's what his voice tells me. His voice tells me sexuality. It tells me luxury. So I just encourage that if you're really meaning your words, that's when it's not going to sound like you're having that conversation. It's not necessarily, I am I correct, Diana? You don't necessarily just mean be conversational here.
Because no, I do not mean be conversational. Yes.
Just wanted to make sure that was clarified, just so that.
Right. Absolutely.
Awesome. Stacey.
Okay. So yes, I agree. What a voice. Love that voice. One question I have, how luxury is this? It's a Buick Enclave and luxury market for Buick. But you are really luxury. Is there, I don't know if there is a, is it too luxury? I don't know. You know, is it relatable for the average luxury person? I enjoyed
your. Well, it does say luxury in the script. So would that be a clue? Like it says,
it's your kind of luxury, which is different than a BMW.
Like a relatable kind of luxury versus over the top, possibly.
Also,
I enjoyed your pauses. There were some good pauses there, and that really kept me engaged. And I guess, you know, this was mentioned before, but definitely being present in what you're reading, what you're doing, and how you're feeling will be conveyed. So be extra present. And it was very good. Loved it.
Stacey, good job. How about you, Anthony?
You know, awesome. These are great points. There's quite a few gold nuggets in here. So you definitely want to go through this, listen to this excerpt a couple times, because for all of you, not just James, there's gold, and you know, pick up your basket and drop these little gold nuggets in. There's a bunch of gold nuggets. And I would say from a male perspective, you got what we call... what they're talking about is you basically sound what we call wooden. You sound a little bit too wooden. You sound a little bit too kind of just matter of fact, straightforward. There's not a lot going on. We call it monotone in a lot of ways, but the reality is there's not a lot going on musically, emotionally, performance-wise. Like Dawn was saying, you are hitting your lines, but each one of the lines are kind of the same emotion, the same feel, the same overall blah. And the reality is you want to have each one of the lines almost be a bullet form, but continuity between the entire ring, so that each line has its own identity. Like when doing imaging, or we're doing stabs, or we're doing one-offs. E-learning is that way. How-tos are that way. Now, first step. Next, third step. Now that you've done that, fourth step. So you're given basically a chronological feel. So the whole read has movement, life, personality, but it doesn't sound flat and not predictable all the way from the start to the end. From a male perspective, you have a really strong, what we call bass sound, really good texture, really good raspy. The microphone jumps off your voice or vice versa. It loves your sound, but you just are at the point of where you definitely want to work with somebody to take you to the level of, as we say in the hippie world, let your hair down. It's time for you to learn how to basically unbutton your blouse, put on a t-shirt, your top, whatever you're male or female, and allow yourself to basically go free. Allow yourself to go out of that comfort zone, that pocket you're in, and come to life. So I would say overall, the only other comment that I might say to you and or anybody listening, and I mean this constructively, is I don't know if you can do it with a de-esser or what you can play with, but there was a little bit of small amount. I hear a lisp, a little bit of a going on there. Now, I don't know what your structure is, if you maybe wear braces or retainer or where you're at, but there is a small amount of lisp in there, overbite or whatever. So that's something that working with a coach, they're going to, I know I would, they're going to probably want you to see what we can do about that. How can we address that without stereotyping you in a specific genre, if you get what I'm saying, without saying it in a market? We want to take away that potential. You have a little bit of going on there at the end and the beginning of some of the stuff. Constructive, easily fixed, but it is something that I would say you'd want to definitely pay attention to that small mark. So that's my 50 cents worth. I think you sounded good.
I just add one more thing because I feel like I need a disclaimer because I know how it can be when no one knows who the hell I am and I yell out the word fitness and everybody's like, what the hell? Listen, I need to defend myself in this because sex sells. And if you might be thinking, so men, for me, when I'm teaching men to go manly, because this is a manly voice, this is not a feminine voice, it's a manly voice. When he's husky like this and masculine, and he's talking to me about a Buick Enclave, whether he's going to go classy or whether he's going to go rough like a monster truck. And listen, the words might say the Buick Enclave, but if you guys can replace in your mind, again, I'm talking about seafood. I'm allergic to frickin' seafood. It makes me puke. How am I supposed to think that it's amazing? So you've got to think of what is going to make you feel whatever that might be. I'm not saying that sexuality is the right read necessarily for this, but I just want to disclaim that because it is a proper teaching instruction. Don't everybody be embarrassed and weird about sexuality. Use it to your advantage because just because you're thinking sex doesn't mean that's how it comes out.
She's totally right when it comes to not being afraid to talk about sensuality and all that, but you can talk about it in ways like ED, or you can talk about it in being sexy and sensual. My first album was called Sex Sells, one of my albums. So the reality is that is by no means a negative, but we want to be sensitive to the fact that any listeners, if we offended you, we didn't mean to by any means. And she didn't mean to by any means.
I will take that apology only.
Absolutely. Hey, we're going to be right back. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and do the roundtable wrap up. So hang tight.
Somebody has to be the best in the business.